This month, Lung Health Awareness Month, and we're just going to have a look at that this morning with Claire Mulverhill from the Lung Foundation Australia. Let's see what we've got to say on that. Good morning, Claire. I guess with 1 in 7 Australians dying each year through lung disease, why aren't we thinking that much of our health when it comes to our lungs?
Well, I think it's a really good question that you asked, Mark, and I think people just take it for granted that, you know, we live busy lives and we don't really pick up on those subtle changes that may occur with our breathing.
So what are the things that we should be looking for then? Because I guess we know that, well, hey, if you smoke, you're a big candidate. But outside of that, what are the things that we should be paying closer attention to?
Well, even smoking or not smoking, patients or people in the community looking at a change in the cough. And just the subtle change in breathlessness, that's not a sign of old age, where people presume that when you get older you're going to become increasingly breathless. Any tightness in the chest or a wheeze, and also the frequent chest infections that people can experience, and they continue to go back to their GP and say, look, this is not resolving, so there's further antibiotics. But behind that infection could actually be one of the many lung diseases, where there's over 30 types of lung diseases.
30 different types of diseases that can get
that can
hit
correct.
You.
Wow. That's correct. So, and some examples of those is lung cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which we know commonly out in the community as COPD, or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, known as IPF, and bronchiectasis. The list goes on. And so I think, you know, lung disease can affect from young children right through the trajectory of life. So I think it's just so important that we do take a real proactive awareness in understanding and not take granted that our lungs are going to always be in good nick. We just got to be very aware of that.
So the slightest change in that, better be safe than sorry, head off to the doctor and get it all checked out.
Absolutely.
Definitely the things we should be paying attention to being Lung Health Awareness Month. Now, Lung Foundation Australia, Claire, you support not only those with lung disease but their carers. Can you take us through some of the ways that you do assist those in need?
So here at Lung Foundation Australia, which is a national organisation, we do have a really dynamic information and support service where we have qualified professionals who are able to hear the story of the person who calls, then work out a plan of how to support them and move them forward in the right supports. And we also, in my role, part of information support, I'm the lung cancer support nurse. So patients who are going through pre-diagnosis, upon diagnosis and thereafter can also contact the service and speak to myself to help guide them, navigate them through what is a very difficult time for someone being diagnosed with a lung disease. And taking into account, it's not just about the patient, it is about the carer, about the family member, about the close friendship circle. And there are supports out there for the carers, because if they aren't well in themselves, which can happen throughout someone's life, then we need to ensure that they have got the right supports. And that's connecting them back into that hospital system with the social worker and with the various carer organisations that we can tap into in Australia.
Well, you're doing a great job. Keep it up throughout Lung Health Awareness Month. Thank you, Claire Mulverhill, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the great opportunity.
Oh, a pleasure to have you with us, Claire. If you haven't thought too much about your lung health, throughout November might be a good time to get on top of that. 2NURFM 103.7.